phenomenal. Yeah, it's been pretty great. We opened a brick and mortar shop, like basically that it's kind of an extension of our office in downtown Flint about 3 weeks before the pandemic hit last year. Like it was like mid-February. So unfortunately, we've never been able to really experience having a flagship shop.
More from Article One's Wes Studi coming up right after this.
I'm in charge is so often the mantra of the leaders in business that we meet on The Entrepreneurs. The Hyundai Ioniq range also makes manifest this I'm in charge attitude. Like entrepreneurial innovators, Hyundai Ioniq's story is one of fearlessness about taking responsibility and meeting challenges with confidence. It's also about recognizing the power we all possess to shape success and to make a real and lasting difference. I'm in charge is about having courage, courage in charting a course, however difficult, to a brighter future. Each week on The Entrepreneurs, Monocle and Hyundai Ioniq bring you the inspirational story of a visionary who embodies the I'm in charge ethos. First up is legendary Danish architect and urban design pioneer, Jan Gehl.
I'm an architect. I graduated in 1960. And in 1961, I married a psychologist. I was trained to do all the technocratic things, to put in a lot of cars and a lot of blocks, of concrete blocks in the cities. And then I met this psychologist and many of her friends, and all we young architects, we met these young psychologists, and they kept saying, why are you architects not interested in people? Are you not aware that whatever you build, whatever you do, you manipulate massively people's quality of life? Why don't they teach you anything in School of Architecture about people? Have you been thinking about why your professors go out 4 o'clock in the morning to take pictures of the monuments to be sure there are no distracting people in the foreground when they show them at the lectures? All this we started to discuss in the 60s. And in the case of myself and also my wife, we realized that there was no knowledge about how the buildings and whatever we did in the physical world influenced the quality of life and how we used the cities and used architecture. And that was the beginning of myself spending, yeah, now it's 59 years studying how people use cities and how we can make cities so that people love to be there and love to use them. And that is actually good for the health and the climate.
Urban design pioneer Jan Gehl on how he learned to challenge received wisdom and declare, I'm in charge. Hyundai Ioniq and The Entrepreneurs, lighting the way to a brighter future.
I'm curious about just the parallels in working with craftsmen in Italy. Obviously, that, as you said, was an important part of the journey. Your business will be vital to some small businesses there. How did you sort of hit on the right partners to work with you?
Well, I think like anyone who's especially worked on like through a supply chain of different suppliers and